From our family to your family, this is A Legacy of Faith, the podcast. Welcome to A Legacy of Faith, the podcast designed to help your family survive the day, plan for tomorrow, and always keep an eye on eternity. We're thankful you joined us for this week's episode, and as we mentioned at the end of last week's episode, this is the beginning of a two-part podcast where we're going to be thinking about some things for which we are thankful. This week is going to be boys' time on the podcast. Next week, the ladies will join us and share some things with you, but I am extremely pleased to be joined on this week's podcast by a very special guest, my son Turner. Turner, welcome to the program. Say thank you.
Thank you.
Turner, before we get into what we're talking about, usually we ask our guests about themselves. Let me just ask you a couple of questions. How old are you?
I am 8 years old.
Turner is eight, and you are in the what grade?
I'm in the third grade.
Third grade. Okay, so here's what we're going to be doing for this week's podcast and next week's podcast, is we have written out 100 things that we are thankful for, sort of, meaning there are two of us, there's also Leah, there's also Mary Carol, and Turner, 25 times 4 is?
100.
So each of us has a list of 25 things that we are thankful for, and we're going to be sharing those with you over the next 2 weeks on the podcast. And so this week, we're going to kind of go back and forth a little bit. Turner has written his out, and I have written mine out as well. So Turner, number one, what's something you are thankful for?
Well, I am thankful for food, because if we didn't have food, we wouldn't survive.
That's right. If we didn't have food, we wouldn't survive. So Turner is thankful for food. And if you know Turner at all, you know that's a very honest statement. Turner likes to eat. All right, the first thing on my list, I am thankful that God would save someone like me through Christ. When I look at my life, I'm amazed that God would love and save anybody like me. That's very, very important to me when I see my life, that God would save me. Turner, what's your next thing?
I am thankful for my family, because, well, everything that is written down on this list, I wouldn't survive if I didn't have.
Turner's thinking about his survival, ladies and gentlemen.
So, the second thing I'm thankful for is my family, because if I didn't have my family, just like the last one, I wouldn't survive.
We're getting used to that.
I'd just be lonely.
He'd be lonely. And by the way, for those of you listening, we did not tell Turner what to write down. This is his list. This is my list that I'm sharing. So we may overlap on some of these things a little bit, especially over the next 2 weeks, and that's okay. These are our own lists. Number two on my list, I'm thankful for Leah, because she makes every day a pleasure. I love being married to her. I hope you know that from our podcast, and I'm thankful for her. Turner, next on your list.
Number three, I am thankful for my house.
Why are you thankful for your house? I thought you thought part of our house was creepy. I thought you thought part of our house was creepy.
The guest bedroom, just a little bit, and the cellar, but yeah. The cellar is an interesting place. But if I didn't have a house, I would just be like a little like orphan boy with my family, kind of. I don't know what to say.
Turner's thankful for his house, and you have your own bedroom and all that kind of stuff. So that's cool. All right, next on my list, I am thankful for Mary Carol and for her love for helping other people. That's something that makes Mary Carol very special, isn't it? That she loves helping other people, especially older people and little babies. And I love that about her. Okay, Turner, next on your list.
Number four, I am thankful for my trees. So just like I can rest under them and, you know, just have a little shade. And I'm growing two apple trees. Mm-hmm. And I hope we'll get apples next year. So I'm just hoping they'll grow good.
Turner likes nature a whole lot, so I'm not surprised he wrote down that he's thankful for his trees. Next on my list, number four on my list, which would be number eight overall, I am thankful for Turner wanting to make people laugh and Turner wanting to entertain people. Turner's having a hard time not laughing while we're doing this podcast just because we're doing it. But Turner loves to make people laugh, and that's cool. As long as we're laughing at good things, that's good, isn't it, Turner, to be able to laugh? That's something God gave us, is the ability to laugh, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, what's next on your list? Number five.
My toys.
Your toys. And you have like three or four toys, right?
No, I have like 6 million toys.
6 million. I don't think you have quite that many.
Not that many, but I just have a lot of toys.
Do you have like one toy you're like most thankful for that you can think of?
Well, yes. My little, stuffed animals, because yeah. A few of them just are so cute.
All right. Number five on my list. I'm thankful for my parents and my sister. And I'm thankful for the home that I had growing up, but that we're also still a real close family, that we're, you know, still a great family. We don't live all that close together. We're about five, 6 hours from each one of them, but I'm thankful that we're still a close family and for the growing up years that I had. All right, Turner, number six on your list.
I'm thankful for my friends.
Your friend? You have friends?
Yes, I do.
Why are you thankful for your friends?
Because if I didn't have friends, I would just have my sister to play with, and I know I always like to play with my sister, but
it's good to have some friends, too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
She's a good friend, but it's good to have other friends.
Because then you wouldn't be able to play Dead Man Come Alive properly if you didn't have,
That's true, okay? Never know what they're going to say, do you, folks? All right, number six on my list. I'm thankful for the churches that I've been honored to work for. The Somerville, Tennessee church for a couple of years, then of course 9th Avenue here in Haleyville, and then moved to Nashville and worked for the Lebanon Road Church of Christ, and now we're back in Haleyville at 9th Avenue. And each of those congregations has treated me very well and has been very supportive of me and has helped me grow as a Christian, but also as a preacher. And so I'm just very thankful for the places where I've been able to work and preach and be a youth minister all along. Turn number seven on your list. What are you thankful for?
Me.
For what?
I'm thankful for me.
You're thankful for me?
I mean for you. Yes.
Why are you thankful for yourself?
I'm thankful for myself because I don't know, it's just, I'm thankful for me, because I'm glad I'm in this world.
Hey, there you go. God made you, didn't he? He made you Turner, that's right. All right, number seven on my list is I'm thankful for every time the seasons change. Even though it messes with my allergies and sinuses, and I get all coffee and stuffed up and everything, I love watching the seasons change, because in Genesis chapter 9, we're told that God would not let the seasons end, and so every time the seasons change, Turner, reminds us that God's in control, and I love that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you love knowing God's in control?
It messes with my allergies, too.
Yeah, like it just did, folks. All right, number eight on Turner's list. What are you thankful for?
My school. I'm thankful for my school because I am a boy that is homeschooled with my sister, and my mommy teaches us, and she's just a very good mommy. And I'm going to mention that later in
ooh,
the podcast.
Wow, Turner giving a segue. Very good. Giving a foreshadowing. Very nice. But I didn't think you liked school because you do math.
Well, I do math, and I'm just not a good man with math.
Yeah, you're good. It's just hard. Math's hard.
I know it's okay. Really hard. I don't like to do it. But
number eight on my list, I'm thankful for my fellow preachers, other people who preach. And I'm not going to start naming names because I would leave somebody out, but there are some preachers who have just been so special to me. It's true of any job, Turner, but no one knows how to do that job except other people who do that job. Like, no one knows about what it's like to be a teacher unless they're another teacher. And nobody knows what it's like to be a preacher unless they're another preacher. And so I'm thankful for people who preach the word, who are faithful to God's word, and who are supportive of other people who are preachers. And that means a lot to me. Number nine for you, Turner. You thankful for?
I'm thankful for books.
What kinds of books? Lots of books, I know.
Just like, you know, little books and like chapter books, a few chapter books, like the Magic Tree House series.
Yeah.
Both
of our kids like to read, but Turner likes to science books, right?
And yes, I love science.
Music books to talk about orchestras and that kind of stuff.
I love the orchestra.
That's good. I like books too. That's great. All right, next on my list, I'm thankful for elders who truly shepherd. Elders who really lead the church mean a lot to me, and not just as a preacher, but as a Christian. They mean a lot to me because they help me, they help our family, they help the church grow. Since I'm a preacher and work very closely with elders, I see how difficult that job is. I'm very, very thankful for elders who do that job very well and very strongly. Turner, number 10 on your list. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my playhouse.
For your playhouse. Why are you thankful for that?
I just like to swing, and I like to climb, and I like to slide, and I like to do tricks on the trapeze.
Now, that's a new one, because we've only had that for, what, about a month? Something like that? Yeah, when we moved to Haleyville, quick story here, we promised the kids that we would get them a nice play. If the house did not have a playhouse, we would build one. And it took us nearly a year, but we got it done, and it's really neat, isn't it?
Yes.
It was worth the wait, wasn't it? All right, number 10 on my list, which means we're on number 20 overall. I am thankful for the Bible and how God is able through the Bible to use it to speak to every need. There's nothing, Turner, anybody ever goes through the Bible can't help them. If they are sad, if they're happy, if they're confused, if they're scared, if they're married, if they're not married, if they're old, if they're young, there's something in the Bible for them. And I love that God can use the Bible to help everybody in the world. I just love that, don't you?
Yes.
All right, number 11 on your list. What are you thankful for?
My bed.
Why are you thankful for your bed?
So I could sleep somewhere soft.
You have a very special bed because that bed used to belong to your great-grandparents.
Yes.
Yeah, you have a fun bed. We like to wrestle on top of that bed sometimes, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, leg wrestle and stuff. And I always win.
No, you don't.
Number 11, I'm on my list, I'm thankful for the blessing of memory, that I can remember great things in Turner, even though none of your great-grandparents are living anymore. I remember them very well, and I'm thankful for those memories. I'm thankful for good things, and I love that God allows us to remember things and hold those things in our minds. Number 12 on your list, Turner, what are you thankful for?
My sister.
I didn't think you liked your sister.
Oh.
I wish this were a video podcast right now. You could see Turner's face. Turner loves his sister.
Yes, I do.
Why do you love Mary Carol?
Because if I didn't have her, I had no way to play with if I didn't have friends.
Mary Carol's a sweet girl, and you're lucky to have her as a sister, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Number 12 on my list. I'm thankful for people who spread the gospel around the world any way they possibly can. Some people go by just walking, you know, to somebody across the street. Some people take an airplane to go around the world. Some people, like we're doing right now, use the internet or television or radio to share the gospel. And I'm thankful for people who are willing to tell people all over the world about Jesus Christ. What's next on your list, Terry? Number 13.
My mommy.
Your mommy. Why are you thankful for your mommy?
I'm thankful for my mommy because she is the one that teaches me in school. Number 8, I said my school, and
yeah.
If it would be very hard to do school if I didn't have my mommy.
Yeah, that's not the only reason you are thankful for her.
Yes, because she is very beautiful.
Well, that's true. And she makes good chicken and dumplings.
Yeah! And macaroni and cheese.
And macaroni and cheese, yeah. And a lot of other things. That's great. Yeah, you have a great, great mommy, Turner. I am thankful, number 13, for people who have the gift of just knowing when to help and what to say. I'm not one of those people. I try to help. I try to know what to say, but sometimes I'm not real helpful. And there are some people who just know exactly what to say and are very, very helpful. And I'm thankful for people like that are willing to help in that way. 14 on your list, Turner. What are you thankful for?
The one besides me that is speaking right now, my daddy.
Okay, you wrote down you're thankful for your daddy. I'm going to just turn this over to you and you talk about how you love your dad. No, I'm just kidding. Why are you thankful for your daddy?
I'm just thankful for my daddy because he's just like an awesome man.
I'm enjoying this podcast now, folks.
Like a superhero, and he's
wow.
Just like...
Just keep going. Keep going, Turner. This is great.
He just, he said to me when, like a robber comes to the house, he said in Nashville that he would beat him up.
I told you that if someone ever came into our house, Daddy would be the one to fight, because that's what daddies do. That's what men do.
Yeah! Wow!
Okay. I promise I didn't tell Turner to write any of this down, but I'm thankful. That's great. Thank you, Turner. I am thankful, number 14, for modern medicine. I know a lot of people who are sick, who have troubles, but I'm thankful to live in a time where people can go to doctors and get all kinds of help. And I'm thankful sometimes because I have to take medicine sometimes. It means a lot to me to be able to do things normally because we live in the time we live in, right? Number 15 on your list, what are you thankful for?
I play an instrument called a recorder, and I'm thankful that I have that. So just when I want to listen to music, I can just listen to music whenever I want, as long as I have it with me. But
yeah. Your recorder. You're learning to play the recorder. You've got a keyboard. So you just like instruments, but you're right now, especially your recorder, right?
Yeah, you name an instrument, and I want to play it.
That's right. My number 15, I am thankful for older people who are still faithfully working for the Lord. I love older people, and I love being around older people who still just do whatever they can to help others know about God. That's pretty awesome, you know? People who may not feel well all the time or may hurt or things, but they are still calling people and visiting people and leading prayers at church or teaching Bible class. That means so much to me to be around older people who are still being faithful to God. Number 16, Turner, what are you thankful for?
My grandparents.
You have four awesome grandparents, don't you?
Yeah.
Why are you thankful for your grandparents?
I'm thankful for my grandparents because when my mom and dad are not with me, usually they are the ones that take care of me.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, and you get to sometimes spend the night at their houses or things. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty awesome. But we're thankful for both sets of your grandparents because they love God. That's the main thing. And they help you love God. Number 16 on my list, I'm thankful that we live in a free country. I'm thankful to live in the United States, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And thankful that we are free to go to church, and we're free to read what we want to read, and free to do things just, well, the night we record this, Turner, Mary Carol and I just drove to a different town, ate supper together, and came back home, and then watched someone preach the gospel on the internet, and I'm thankful that we're able to do those kind of things. So I'm very thankful for that. What's your number 17, Turner?
Cousins Camp.
Cousins Camp. You look forward to Cousins Camp like all year long, don't you?
Yes, we do an activity called Cousins Camp.
Usually in July.
Yes, on July most of the time. And it's when the three of my cousins come over and meet me at my Grammy's house, my Grammy and Grampy's house. And
Mary Carol's there,
yes,
too.
Yes, Mary Carol is there, too. And we, and my aunt and my uncle, and my mommy and my daddy. Most of the time, mommy and daddy are there. Daddy's not there all the time.
No, it's over a weekend, so daddy and Uncle Jeremiah have to stay home and preach, so it's just Auntie Ann and mommy.
But sometimes they can come, and it's just, it's a wonderful time that we have together.
It's a whole weekend of just activities and devotionals and things. It's pretty awesome, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We go to church on Sunday.
You know what my number 17 thing I'm thankful for is?
What?
Rest.
Oh, good.
I'm thankful for rest. I love working, and I love being busy. You know that about me, Turner. You know I like to be busy, but you know that I also just like sometimes to sit down and rest, maybe watch a ball game, or maybe just read a book with you, or maybe go to bed and sleep. And I'm thankful for rest because it's very important to me. 18, Turner, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for the earth.
The earth, okay. Why'd you write down the earth as something you're thankful for?
I know it's not a very good place, but most of the time it's a happy, great place. And most places on earth, it is beautiful. And most places on earth, it's just, you know, a joyful place. And I know sometimes it's bad, but, you know, it's just a wonderful place.
Yeah, God made a beautiful planet for us to live on, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
18 on my list. I'm thankful for storms in life that our family has worked through with God's help. You know, not everything in our life has been easy, has it, Turner? There have been some times that are all that easy, and sometimes we go through some difficult things, but with God's help, we've made it through every one of them, haven't we? And I'm thankful to look back on those times and go, you know what? We're a stronger family, and we're thankful to God for his help. All right, 19 on your list.
I'm thankful for my fish.
That's our pet right now, is fish. Why are you thankful for your fish?
I'm thankful for my fish because they're just, like, really fun to watch.
Yeah, they're small fish, but they're pretty.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
I have five of them. We used to have seven of them, but two died.
Well, fish do that.
Yeah, fish do that all the time.
Yeah. My number 19, you wrote down your recorder earlier. Yes. My number 19 is music. I wrote down music because music's one of those things that means a whole lot to me. I like to just listen to all kinds of music, and sometimes it gets me all kinds of pumped up. Sometimes it gets me relaxed, and I'm just thankful that God has given us, I think music is a gift from God because He's given us the ability to enjoy it. I'm very thankful for that. Turner, what's your number 20?
The flowers.
What flowers?
The beautiful flowers and just the ones that are colorful.
Turner just loves nature. Mm-hmm. And for an 8-year-old boy, you notice things like pretty flowers or pretty leaves in the trees and those kind of things more than most kids do at all. I'm glad for that because you just like the beauty of nature, don't you?
Yes.
That's great. 20 on my list. I'm thankful for good listeners. I'm not a real good listener. I know that. But I'm thankful for people who have just helped me by just listening to me and who listen to other people when they're struggling, and that means a whole lot. Turner, you're number 21. What are you thankful for?
Finally, the Bible.
Finally, the Bible. Why'd you say finally the Bible? Why'd you say finally the Bible?
Well, 21 is actually just the Bible, but when you can't read a story, it's just I go straight to the Bible. If I can't read a story, or if I'm not allowed to read a book except for the Bible or songbook, then I would just go straight to the Bible and read that.
Yeah. The Bible's a wonderful book, isn't it?
Yes.
It's long.
But it's a huge book.
But we've read the whole New Testament, haven't we? Give me five.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we read the whole Bible.
Nope, just the New Testament. That's okay. Number 21 for me, I'm thankful that I'm a preacher. Mm-hmm. I would do something else if I had to, but I don't want to do anything else. I love preaching. I think it's a privilege. I think it's an honor to stand before people and try to tell them what God's word says, and I absolutely love it. It's a hard job, and sometimes Daddy gets frustrated, doesn't he? Turner nodded, but I can't imagine doing anything else unless I just had to for some reason. Turner, what's your number 22?
My number 22 is my songbook.
What songbook? At church?
And the songbook in the living room and the one at church.
Why do you like that? Why are you thankful for that?
Because I just like to sing, and just like your music, number 19, your number 19 music.
Turner's enjoying looking at the lists.
I like to sing a lot, and I sing, songs that come from the radio like everyone does.
Yeah.
Almost everyone.
But you like having the words there in front of you and things, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, and mostly I like to sing songs from the songbook.
Yeah. My number 22, I'm thankful for dates with Leah, with your mommy.
Ew.
I'm thankful for times that we get to be by ourselves, and I love being with you and Mary Carol, but sometimes I'm thankful that your mother and I just get to be alone and go on a date, and that means a lot because we need those times so we can have more energy to be parents to you and those sorts of things. All right, Turner, we're getting close now. Getting close to being done. What's your number 23?
The church family.
The church family. We have some special people we go to church with, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Who you got some good, Bible school teachers? Not by name, but who are some people you're thinking about when you write down your church family? Is everybody?
I think of just people that I know well, and a few of my favorite friends is Maddie Baker and Molly Winters. Those are two girls, but they're very good friends, and I know their mommies and daddies well.
But we have a good family at church, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And that's great, yeah. Number 23 for me is I'm thankful that the word home is a beautiful word to me. I didn't grow up in a place where I got scared of the word home, and I got to enjoy the word home, and I'm thankful that we live in a place now where home is still a pretty word. We want to go home, and I'm thankful that the Bible calls heaven home because it makes me want to go there when life is over. What's your number 24, Turner?
My 24 is Bible class because I just like to be with my friends in Bible class.
You have some really good teachers, don't you?
Yes, I do. And we moved, so I still remember the people in my Bible class in Nashville. It was quite a few. There was one that I couldn't remember the name. I couldn't quite get her name. But
well, we've been blessed in that you've had at Lebanon Road and here at 9th Avenue, you've had teachers who really taught the Bible. Every time you come out of class, you've learned something new, haven't you? That's pretty neat. My number 24 is I'm thankful for baptisms. I love seeing people baptized, whether I baptize them or see someone else do it. It's always encouraging, and I know that means they're giving their life to the Lord, and I just love seeing that every single time. Last one, Turner. We've survived this thing almost. Number 25. What's your number 25?
God.
I've been asking why are you thankful for, but okay, why did you write down that you're thankful for God?
You should know.
Well, I know why I'm thankful for God, but why'd you write it down?
Because if it wasn't for God, I would not even exist now.
That's true. That's true.
Nothing would exist.
Nothing would exist. That's right.
Except for like total blackness.
Yeah, but we're thankful that God loves us too, right? My number 25 is I'm thankful for people who read our blog and listen to our podcast, because without them, we wouldn't be doing this, or we wouldn't be able to listen to this stuff. We have a lot of people who read and listen, and it means a lot to us that people are willing to do that. Turner, you did a great job, buddy.
Thank you.
We didn't tell you guys anything to write down. You just wrote these things down, and I think you did a great job of thinking and explaining what you wrote down. As I mentioned at the beginning of our podcast, that's 50. You gave 25. I gave 25. Next week on A Legacy of Faith, the podcast, Leah and Mary Carol will join you, and they'll round out the list. They'll give you 50 more things to be thankful for. We hope this is encouraging to you. As we come nearer to the holiday of Thanksgiving, we thought, hey, let's take 2 weeks to talk about Thanksgiving instead of just one. And so this is just an interesting way to do it. We hope it's interesting anyway. I'm having fun doing this. And Turner, you did a great job getting us started. And look forward to hearing what Mommy and Mary Carol have to say next week on the podcast. If you are interested in more about the program, the podcast, you can find out, of course, the podcast on iTunes, or you can go to alegacyoffaith.us/podcast. alegacyoffaith.us/podcast. All the archives are there, including this episode, and you can find links there to subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher Radio and also through RSS. We would love to have you as a regular listener. We appreciate you for joining us on this week's podcast. Turner, you did a great job this week. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
And remember, for everyone who's listening, until next week, your family can go to heaven. Just make sure you go there together.